Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Republicans. You know why? Because they passed one of their top priorities that they had talked about in gaining the majority in the House of Representatives. A very close vote, but a vote that nonetheless puts the Republicans on the board with the parental rights bill. Who is opposed to parental rights? Why should you be? Well, you could ask the extremely substantial number of Democrats, namely all of them, who voted against the parental rights bill. And it's condemned in the harshest possible terms by Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, and by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What's wrong with parental rights? What's wrong with encouraging more parental involvement in the education of children? We will get to that issue. We will also get to the latest controversial statement over at Truth Social, where President Trump warns about death and destruction in the country. No, he really does, if he is indicted on the Stormy Daniels hush money issue. He also posts another image on Truth Social that suggests that he's ready to commit violence himself using a baseball bat. We will get to that controversy. We'll also be speaking to Gordon Chang about the message from China's Xi to Vladimir Putin saying that they are going to effectuate changes not seen for 100 years. What does he mean? We'll be talking to Gordon Chang about that. And the issue in parenting involving why should activists make it more difficult for parents to adopt foster children? Speaking to Naomi Schaefer Riley of the Wall Street Journal on that issue. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, there is this news from the House of Representatives. Earlier today, the House passed the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, a key part of the Commitment to America pledge by Republicans who now control the House of Representatives. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, said empowering parents and promoting the well-being of children is a top priority of the House Republican majority. That's why the Parents' Bill of Rights was a critical piece of the House Republican commitment to America. Here is what Kevin McCarthy said about the bill that just passed. And it passed by just a margin of four votes. There were five Republicans who dissented and voted against it, but they still got it through. The final vote was 213-208. This is Kevin McCarthy, clip 1A.
The Republicans put out our commitment to America. And in our commitment to America, we said we were going to have a Parents' Bill of Rights. This is exactly what we just passed on the floor today. We're keeping our commitment. It's just another check off on all what we said we would do. It's a bill that Julia Letlow actually introduced in the last Congress, moved forward to this Congress. And what's very interesting is that the Democrats thought it was too extreme. That the Democrats believed that parents shouldn't have a say in their kids' education and to actually know what the reading material is. Democrats believe that was extreme. Democrats didn't believe that in this bill we say parents have a right to be heard, that they should be able to go to school board meetings and not be called terrorists, that they could have a say. But Democrats thought that was too extreme. Parents should have a right to know where their tax dollars are being spent in the schools, the budgets. But Democrats thought that was too extreme. In this bill, we protect the children's privacy. That the data can't be sent around, that parents should know what they do with it. But Democrats thought that was too extreme. We thought parents should know if there's any violent activity on campus. Not just to your child, but to any, so you'll be warned. But Democrats thought that was too extreme.
Okay, the only argument I can understand against this particular bill is that if you're a conservative, then this should be a state matter. It should be a local matter. You want as much as possible to bring education and educational issues down to local governance and local supervision. And with the Congress of the United States, this becomes a federal matter. But there is still the general idea of encouraging at every level of education more transparency, more participation, more involvement of parents in the decisions that are going to be made in school that they are paying for and to which they entrust their precious children. That's why Speaker McCarthy had the right to say that today is a win for families. This is clip 1B.
Today was a win for every mother, every father, but most importantly, for every student in America. You have a Parents' Bill of Rights now. But unfortunately, the Democrats are too extreme to believe that parents should have a say in their kids' education. This bill will go on to the Senate. We hope they'll be able to take it up. But this is a win and a change for America.
Okay, the real problem, of course, is that Chuck Schumer over in the Senate, who controls the Senate because they have a one-vote Senate majority, the Democrats, probably won't take the bill up, won't even listen to it. The legislation includes the right to view the public school budget and spending, as well as the right to protect their child's privacy and be updated on any violent activity at the school. In the face of the woke agenda and radical critical race theory, the far left is pushing, even in the midst of the devastating learning loss, said the House GOP conference chair, Elise Stefanik, a New York Republican. We are ensuring parents have the transparency to know if their child is being properly equipped in the classroom. The other argument about the bill has to do with, it's about book banning. It's going to empower people to take away books that have been taught for literally hundreds of years. And it's not. What it does is it allows parents to know what's going on. And there are certain books, I think if you want to talk about books that are extremely graphic, highly sexualized, well, that may not be appropriate for sixth graders or fifth graders. And the entire idea of using education as cultural indoctrination, rather than teaching not just reading and writing and arithmetic, but civics, and teaching an appreciation for America and putting American history in some kind of context, getting parents involved in that is part of the whole movement for school choice. Because giving parents more choice over the schools to which they send their children will naturally encourage them to find out more about the schools among which they are choosing. Why is that not a win-win? We will get to what some of the leading Democrats, including Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have to say about this issue. And what exactly is going on between China and Russia? And is it true that basically the longer the Ukraine war goes on, the more likely it is to give rise to some kind of Chinese attack on Taiwan? And what does the common front, public front mean, united front slogan that the Chinese are using in terms of engaging Taiwan? We'll talk about that with Gordon Chang also this hour on The Medved Show. We will be right back with more on parents, education, and rights of free expression, learning, and advancement right here in the United States. We'll be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I want to say this, that basically the parental bill of rights, I think is a positive thing. I certainly would have voted for it. Good thing. Is it going to move the earth? Well, first of all, it won't, because it's not going to even be brought up for vote in the Senate. And it probably should be, but it's partially an illustration of what our politics has become, which is gestural. People are making gestures that don't really amount to anything. And good for Kevin McCarthy in keeping this promise and keeping the promise to go ahead and put this bill before the House and to put people on record. And he kept a pretty solid unity with only five Republicans voting the wrong way. But one of the reasons the Democrats didn't go much further in fighting this thing is because it's not going to pass. And even if it had passed, it wasn't really going to change things profoundly. The idea that people are not allowed to come to school board meetings, try it. I mean, we have people that we're close to who go to school board meetings all the time and sometimes have their ideas embraced and sometimes not. And that idea that the fact that, parents may feel one way and educators may feel another, that happens. But the important thing is to give people the right to express themselves and to be heard. Not necessarily to have one group or one point of view completely control the background of education. This is basically before the passage of the bill. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader on the House of Representatives, got fairly excited and not in a positive way. Clip 13.
As a great country, a gorgeous mosaic of people from all over the world who come here to pursue the American dream. That's what makes American exceptionalism so phenomenally important to our collective success as a country, and they want to take that away from the parents of America.
Okay, again, there's good news and bad news at what you just heard. The good news is, hey, here's a liberal Democrat, the leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives. He wants to be Speaker if the Democrats take back control of the House next time. And he's endorsing the idea of American exceptionalism, which is something that's been associated with conservatives, particularly religious conservatives, for a long time. The idea that America is not like any other country in the world. We are different and better. Yeah, better. Not just, well, they do it this way, we do it that way. We do it the better way, which is why America has been so profoundly blessed and so remarkably successful. And the not such good news is in what way do Republicans want to take away American exceptionalism or to take away the gorgeous mosaic? And he really goes a little bit off the rails here. I mean, this is nutty and simply not accurate and not fair as Hakeem Jeffries winds up the emotion. Clip 4.
This is month 3 of the extreme MAGA Republican majority in the House of Representatives. And they have nothing to show for it. Extreme MAGA Republicans in the House have done nothing on the economy, nothing on inflation, nothing on job creation, nothing on economic growth, and nothing on health care. But today, extreme MAGA Republicans passed a bill that puts politics over parents and will ban books, censor librarians, and bully children. It's shameful.
Okay, it is shameful because there's nothing in this bill that will, quote, ban books. What it gives is the
rather
right
than
more parental participation. And then he goes on to even go further off the rails of reality. Listen.
Actually invest in empowering parents, making sure parents have the opportunity to be engaged and involved in the education of their children, the extreme MAGA Republicans want to jam their right-wing ideology down the throats of students, teachers, and parents throughout America. Extreme MAGA Republicans want to ban books on the Holocaust.
No.
Ban books on the Holocaust. Extreme MAGA Republicans want to ban books on Martin Luther King Jr. Extreme MAGA Republicans want to ban books on the LGBTQ journey in the United States of America. Extreme MAGA Republicans, extreme Mexicans even want to ban a book on Roberto Clemente and baseball.
Okay, the Roberto Clemente and baseball is ridiculous. The Martin Luther King is ridiculous. Extreme MAGA Republicans, also like every other American, celebrates the Martin Luther King holiday. And in terms of suppressing information on the Holocaust, it's ridiculous. Yes, there are people out there who want to do that, but they're not extreme MAGA Republicans. They're extreme Nazis. And there is really, really a difference. This is completely unfair. And the idea that they want to censor the LGBTQ journey, I was trying to figure out, what is he talking about? What he's talking about is this stupid bill in California that was passed by the left, which required that people be taught in every period of American history the important role of gay and transgendered people. In the American Revolution, in the Constitution, in the Civil War. The problem is there were no public LGBTQ people at that time. Did not exist. I am sorry. It is not possible to point out the LGBTQ plus signers of the Declaration of Independence, or the framers of the Constitution, or the people who fought within the abolition movement. Yes, there were people of color. Yes, there were women, very prominent women in the abolition movement. And yes, there were prominent women in the revolution. And one of the things that I think everyone should learn about is the remarkable black poet, Phyllis Wheatley, who, again, there's wonderful stuff that's being turned out for kids to read and to feel inspired. I understand the concerns about all of this, but for him to say that they don't follow the LGBTQ journey from where to where, well, I'll tell you, we're going to deal with China and Russia and changes not seen for 100 years. This with Gordon G. Chang coming right up.
You can't handle
the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The House voted to pass the Parents' Bill of Rights Act today over objections from Democrats who argued that bill promotes fascism and extreme views of Republicans by making it easier for parents to ban books and out LGBTQ students. The GOP bill is a response to the growing anger across the country from parents about access to information on everything from school curricula to safety and mask policies to critical race theory in the classroom. true. Iranian forces launching about 7 rockets targeting a U.S. base in northeast Syria today. That in retaliation to the U.S. after President Biden ordered a series of strikes after a suspected Iranian-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded 6 other Americans on Thursday. As of right now, there are no U.S. casualties and no damage to that base. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show. Today, President Trump is in Canada speaking at the... Did I say President Trump? No, President Trump's not in Canada. He's going to Waco. It's President Biden who is speaking in Canada and, of course, emphasizing the amazingly close relationship between the United States and our nearest neighbor. Now, Canada... As far as China is concerned, the only equivalent to Canada would be Russia. They're on the northern border, and they have a long, long, long defended border. They, unlike the United States and Canada, have a long and complicated history of hating one another. And now President Xi had a very comradely and friendly meeting with Vladimir Putin, where he told Putin of changes not seen in 100 years. I don't understand what he had in mind, but I'm sure that Gordon Chang does. Gordon G. Chang is the author of The Coming Collapse of China and The Great U.S.-China Tech War and other books. You can reach him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Okay, Gordon, what's going on between Putin and Xi, and what is it that Xi has in mind about changes not seen for 100 years?
Michael, I think that by changes not seen in 100 years, he's referring to the end of the United States, or at least the end of the United States atop the international system. And the other words that Putin heard from Xi Jinping were these, just after this, these changes are coming, not seen in 100 years. And then Xi Jinping said, and together we will be driving this change. So really what he's saying is that China is the world's hegemon right now, and that everyone should ditch the U.S. and start obeying China. And it shows a very dangerous mentality. We heard from the very beginning of the Biden administration, China started talking about the United States can't talk to China from a position of strength anymore. Then we heard Chinese propaganda on the fall of Afghanistan was explicit about the U.S. no longer being able to exercise power effectively. Of course, Vladimir Putin thought that because he invaded Ukraine. And here we have Xi Jinping confirming it. So it's a dangerous mentality.
And in terms of the cooperation or the common cause between China and Russia, what is their greatest point of agreement and joint focus in terms of their relationship?
Getting rid of the United States is their greatest point of agreement. Because Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, remember, they've seen each other now in-person chat 40th time. Whereas, to put that into context, Xi Jinping has met Biden once in person, and that was last November at the G20 in Bali. But Putin and Xi Jinping basically see the world in the same terms, and they identify the same adversary, and that, of course, is us. And you got a very interesting partnership where China clearly is the strongest power, but Vladimir Putin actually is controlling the partnership because he's going out and doing things like invading Ukraine, and he knows that China will back him up. So China, whatever it thinks of the invasion of Ukraine, is supporting Putin, and that means that these two countries are working very closely together. They're both regimes. They both abhor the United States, even hate us, and therefore they're working to destroy our society.
In terms of the so-called peace plan for Ukraine and Russia that Xi Jinping so proudly delivered, was there anything in that plan that surprised you at all?
The February 24th plan, 12 points, the answer is no. This plan was directed towards helping Russia. The core of it is, I think it's point two, which is the ceasefire. But that ceasefire would leave Russia in possession of Ukrainian territory. And as John Kirby, our National Security Council spokesperson, said, that's just not acceptable. Peace is something we want, but peace with Russia off of Ukraine's territory. And the reason why is that if Russia is left in possession of Ukraine, Xi Jinping will see that as a big green light to attack somebody. And that means the war spreads across the Eurasian landmass.
Americans, according to a brand new Gallup poll, asked about our greatest enemy. They picked China over Russia, despite Russia's current involvement in a very bloody and horrific war. And yet, people on balance, even though they saw China as our greatest enemy in another aspect of the survey, there are slightly more positive views of China than of Russia. Why do you think that is?
That's a great question. It's probably they have positive views of the Chinese people. But if you specifically ask them of the Chinese regime, I'd probably get a very different answer. Because this regime has made it very clear. They're waging war on us. They've actually come out and said that in May 2019, a quote-unquote people's war. That's a phrase which has great resonance in Communist Party circles. And that means that they feel that they have every right to kill Americans, which they've been doing with fentanyl, by the way, because the fentanyl gangs are supported by the Communist Party. And they have every right to destroy the United States. We Americans don't want to pay attention to that. Of course, we didn't pay attention to Islamic terrorists, even after they killed six Americans in 1993 by detonating a bomb under the North Tower of the World Trade Center. And we just ignored it until, of course, 9/11, when on one day we lost 2,977 Americans.
Okay, in terms of the dangers right now, If you were advising a presidential candidate, say Ron DeSantis, who needs some help in the advice department, seems to me, what should he do differently about confronting Russia and China in terms of the positions he takes and the way he expresses himself?
Yeah, this is the same advice for DeSantis as for every other presidential candidate, including the one sitting in the Oval Office, and that is to understand that the Ukraine war is a proxy struggle. It's a proxy war for the two superpowers, and that we have to understand that if we lose that proxy war, we're going to be fighting wars elsewhere in all probability. I know DeSantis doesn't want to hear that. That's okay. I can understand why he doesn't want to endorse an unpopular position when he's running for president. Almost nobody would. But the point is, whether it's popular or unpopular, we are going to be facing conflicts across the Eurasian landmass and probably across North Africa if we do not prevail in Ukraine. And right now, the Biden administration is not trying to prevail in Ukraine. They're just trying to manage the situation.
What needs to change?
We need to understand that it is in the national security interest of the United States to drive Russia off of Ukrainian territory. That's extremely dangerous. But to say that a policy is extremely dangerous is not a meaningful objection. Because of truly misguided policies, American policies, every option going forward is truly dangerous, and we have to understand the significance of what's happening now.
And nobody doing more important work in helping that understanding than Gordon G. Chang. Go to Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. When we come back, a prominent politician accused of wrongdoing, facing possible indictment, just made a deal with prosecutors. It's amazing. No, it's not President Trump. Who is it? We'll tell you coming up.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot of hate come from chump jobs like yourself.
Michael Medved.
And the headline over at CNN.com is Prosecutors Accept Deal in Fraud Case. Okay, which fraud case? Well, we have to introduce this properly, and we always give a special recognition to George Santos. This is about George Santos, the great pretender.
Call me a liar. I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing.
I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah, I'm the pretender.
I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic.
Pretending I do it well.
I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona. Call me a liar.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can say.
No, it's not false at all.
Okay, the headline is, and it's today, prosecutors in Brazil have agreed to a deal with Representative George Santos. I hope they have a lot of witnesses. In a case in which he is accused of defrauding a Rio de Janeiro area clerk of $1,300 over clothes and shoes in 2008, documents now show. A petition from Santos, Congressman Santos's attorney, requesting a deal, says Santos would agree to formally confess to the crime and pay damages to the victim. This is a crime from 2008. It's a while ago. He'd pay damages to the victim, a Rio de Janeiro area clerk, as is required under Brazilian law. A memo from prosecutors agreeing to the deal last week asked the defense for assurances that they have the ability to contact the victim to repay him before the deal is finalized. Santos did not comment when asked about this reporting on Capitol Hill by CNN's Manu Raju. CNN has reached out to attorneys for Santos in Brazil and the United States. They're busy, and as usual, they didn't respond. In 2010, Santos told police he wrote bad checks from a stolen checkbook belonging to an elderly man his mother cared for to purchase the items. Santos told the New York Post in December, that's just a couple of months ago, He had never been charged with any crime in Brazil. I am not a criminal here. Not here, not in Brazil, or any jurisdiction in the entire world. Absolutely not. That didn't happen. This is just solid, reliable, take it to the bank. George Santos tells you, nah, he's not a criminal. That's why he's now confessing to this crime in Brazil. After Santos left for the United States, Brazilian authorities could not find an address to serve him papers, intimating him to appear in court, which eventually led to the archiving of the case until it was reopened in January. That's after he became a world celebrity because he got elected to Congress. Prosecutors could not comment further as the case is under a gag order. Okay. Congratulations to George Santos. I'm glad he's making up for... But stealing $1,300 of clothes and shoes? Okay, good luck to the distinguished member of Congress. Speaking of distinguished members of Congress, this has been a busy day for Marjorie Taylor Greene, otherwise known as Aunt Marge. Two freshman House Democrats were part of a congressional delegation that she led to the D.C. jail. And no, she's just visiting. She's not spending any time there mandated by a court of any kind. She's visiting in the D.C. jail January 6 riot defendants who are being held there. Driving the news, a spokesperson for the House Oversight Democrats said progressive representatives Jasmine Crockett, a Democrat from Texas, and Robert Garcia, a very liberal Democrat from California, will cut through Republican attempts to whitewash the dangerous realities of January 6. Between the lines, don't expect the kind of bipartisan camaraderie sometimes found at visits together led by lawmakers with aligned visions. The spokesperson for the MAGA-led tour is nothing more than Speaker McCarthy, they say, making good on his promise to give control of the committee to extreme Republican voices. This is a Democratic spokesperson, obviously. We are not going to allow lies to take away from the clear truth that insurrectionists attacked our democracy and Capitol, Garcia tweeted. This is all complicated, and it's also really, in other words, given the fact that there have now been over 500 people who have pled guilty to one crime or another, usually involving attacking police officers. We had a case that we talked about yesterday where one of the convicted miscreants had been guilty of using lasers to temporarily blind police officers and throwing pepper spray and bear spray, which can be a mess, and of course poking them and beating them. And there's audio on Newsmax about the treatment of the January 6th inmates. And this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who led the expedition to the Washington jail today. Listen.
Had a lot of reports from families and attorneys. They have told us that over the past week, the January 6th defendants have had to spend their time scrubbing and cleaning and painting the walls in the area that they have to stay in, the area that they're forced to be housed in.
Wait. Is this, why is that so hideous? I mean, I'm sure the D.C. jail is a very unpleasant place, but you're forced to do scrubbing and cleaning? Well, what are you supposed to be doing in jail for rioting and attacking the Capitol building? You want to bring them out of jail and have them clean up the Capitol building? Oh, it's already been done, primarily. It seems fairly bizarre that this should be going on. And, again, the attempt to make the January 6th rioters into some kinds of American heroes goes with President Trump's most recent efforts to try to suggest that there may be, he says, death and destruction in reaction to any indictment that he would receive. Meanwhile, there are matters of life and death involving the U.S. military. A U.S. contractor was killed. Five service members were wounded by drone strikes in Syria. The U.S. retaliated with its own airborne attack using precision-guided missiles and apparently hitting the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps-controlled militias that were hitting at the American base in Syria. Now, one of those things that I think is remarkable and indicates some of the focus that we need to have on the election and the candidates and their positions. We have American military personnel and contractors involved in Syria. What are they doing there? What they're doing there is to try to prevent the return of ISIS, which was effectively eliminated during the Trump administration. And the idea that that is an important American priority, and that there are Americans, there's a contractor who lost his life, there are five service people who were injured in these attacks. I do think it's important that we have a more clear example and a more clear statement from our leaders as to what exactly we are attempting to accomplish and how we're doing in accomplishing it in Syria. Meanwhile, foster kids need permanent homes. Naomi Schaefer Riley has written passionately and persuasively about legal changes that would actually make it harder to find adoptive families for children in foster care, and why that's something that Americans should be deeply concerned about as we are looking at the future and talking to Naomi Schaefer Riley coming right up of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendover.